This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning is Will Sykes from the Western and Southern Tennis Tournament.
Heading into summer in Cincinnati, and of course that means one of the premier sporting events, not just here in the greater Cincinnati area, but of course in the nation and the world, Western and Southern Open, will be coming up in August. And Will Sykes is back with us from Western and Southern Open Tennis Tournament to talk a little bit more about yet more new stuff that we're going to see when we come out there. Will, thanks for being with us in the front row.
Thanks for having me, Betsy.
Boy, it seems like every year, the last 3 years, guests who come out there to the Western and Southern Open, there's something new for everybody. You know, it started with the renovation, with the press area and the player area, and then every year you start adding more and more stuff, really to make it not just a tennis tournament, but it is just a fan experience for everybody.
Well, yeah, you know, that's our goal, is every year we want to give somebody another reason to come back. And I think very, very quietly, you know, we've built one of the best tennis facilities or event facilities, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. in the world. Almost 25 million over the past 3 years, as you mentioned, and much of that as fan improvements. We realized that, you know, it's not just tennis. It's about food and great music, and people like to go out and have a good time and do some people watching.
Mm-hmm, exactly. As it all started in 2010, as I mentioned, really started with renovating the player area, the media area. 2011, that's when the expansion happened on the grounds, because it became a blended event, men and women both playing at the same time. So you needed that extra space. You needed those tennis courts. 2012, we really saw the changes in the food court, adding on to that space, bringing in more restaurants. So for 2013, what are some of the new things we're going to see out there?
Well, we still have some tricks up our sleeve. As we look at our fan base, you know, what we're seeing are more and more people that might not be diehard tennis fans. So the changes that we're making cater to that particular audience. We're adding a large wine garden over on the side of the stadium, which will host not only, you know, some wine, food, but we're also looking at some of the top chefs in the city to come out and do demos each evening before the night matches, as a little bit of an ancillary entertainment piece. Then on the other side of the stadium, more towards the south, we're building a nearly 3,000-square-foot, three-tiered party deck, for lack of a better term. Everybody likes to be on a deck in the summer, and so we're going to bring that to the people with the party deck, which overlooks the game day desk, which is the live broadcast studio where some of the commentators from ESPN and our broadcast partners will broadcast. So that's a nice fan element. Everybody has that, you know, that need, that desire sometimes to be in the background of a TV shot. So we'll bring that to them with the deck, which also overlooks our most popular practice court, Court 15.
It is something that I think that everybody puts on their calendar. This year's event will be August 10th through the 18th there, at the Lindner Family Tennis Center there in Mason, Ohio. It's one of these events that over the years has grown into kind of a must-attend event. And you're right, you just mentioned that you don't necessarily have to be a tennis fan to go out and enjoy not just the atmosphere and not just world-class tennis, but really to celebrate the growth of the sport and how, of course, the late Paul Fleury really fought to keep this event here and helped grow it into what it's become. He will not be with us this year help celebrate it. But, I mean, just to see how this sport has grown, and it is right up there with Paris and Milan and the Grand Slams. It's right up there when it comes to putting it on your tennis schedule. If you're a viewer, if you're a fan, or if you're a player, you have to go.
It is. Well, you know, Paul had a vision, and what that was to build an international event in the city of Cincinnati and something that was cherished by the people here. Paul was a graduate, if you will, of Procter & Gamble, which is such an international company.
Mm-hmm.
And with a sport that touches, you know, every single country, we host, our broadcast is spilled out into over 170 different countries. It's something where we've just tried to combine everything that's great about our city here and everything that we take pride in, which would be the international flair with some of the Fortune 500 companies. We have great restaurants, great music, and try to meld all this together at our venue in Mason. And we're still working under his vision. And you know, the number one thing that we always try to do is every fan that walks through the gate, or even when they begin engaging with us, am I going to buy a ticket? You know, we pick up the phone and we want to make sure that everyone has a great time out there for a week in August.
Well, of course, not all of us are world-class tennis players, so we can't necessarily get out there on the court and play tennis. But one thing that the Western Southern Open has done over the last few years is really allowed youngsters to have the opportunity to be out there on the court to sing before the big matches. And
mm-hmm.
This is something that, once again, you're going to be having. Tell us a little bit about the casting call.
Well, the casting call started a few years ago, you know, really as a way for us to say, hey, there's some tennis going on. We want people to start thinking about tennis in the summer, and it's grown into this great singing competition that starts downtown on Fountain Square on the 28th of June. And we actually ask our young talent to upload a video of themselves beforehand to our Facebook page. We have had some of the best talent in the past couple years that we've ever seen, and it's really a great experience. You have a nearly 12,000-seat stadium. We have some great young up-and-comers, and it's a thrill for them, and it's really a thrill for us because it shows the visitors from all 50 states some of the talent that we have in town here.
So the deadline is coming up to be part of the casting call, coming up on June 14th to submit that video, so people still have a chance to do that.
Our outreach to kids doesn't stop there. I mean, the casting call has been a fantastic event, but one of the other great things out at the tournament is we do a $5 Kids Day on our first Saturday, which would be the 10th. It's open to anyone. It's kids for $5, parents for $10, and we actually have a big gathering of more than 1,000 kids that morning out on one of our courts. We invite some of the ATP and WTA pros out. They do some fun clinics. We feed everyone, and then there's tennis really that day starting at 10 a.m., and it can run into the early evening. So for a pretty economical family day, you can come out and spend you know, 8 to 10 hours if you wanted to have some programming in there for the children. And it's one of our highest attended. In fact, we broke a record last year for that particular session, and it's just because it's such a laid-back, relaxing atmosphere.
And you brought up a good point there. I mean, every year, especially with this expansion and the blended event now, you break attendance records, like you said, almost every year with this.
We do on that particular day, and we've been on an uptick over the past few years. Last year in 12, we sold out 10 of the 16 sessions. This year, we're tracking ahead of that. We're going to get to that sellout streak, so we're going to eventually, hopefully, be counting, you know, well into the 20s, 30s of how many straight sessions we've sold out. But the fans have really responded. I think there is a value proposition, as I talk there. Our fans spend an average of 6.1 hours on the site. So for a normal ticket, you could be out there for the better half of the day. And like I said, there's always something going on. It's not like you're stuck in one seat watching one game. There are 8 different match courts, another 8 practice courts, and then we have all of the shopping, kids' entertainment, and it's just a well-rounded way to spend a weekend or a weekday.
There is music, there is great food, as you mentioned, there is shopping, and oh yes, by the way, it's world-class tennis. It is really an experience unlike any other. And it is coming up, Western Southern Open. It will be August 10 through 18 at the Linder Family Tennis Center. And before that, we have the casting call to have youngsters here in the area be able to sing on the court right before the matches. The deadline to get your video in is June 14th. And, of course, if you want any information on any of this, you can go to our website, WVXU.org, and we will have a link to it. Will Sykes from Western and Southern Open, thanks for being with us on the Front Row.
Thank you, Betsy. Appreciate it.